加州圣荷西虽然是高科技重镇，但也居住了大批各族裔的艺术家。神韵巡回艺术团的到来，让他们欢聚一堂，共享艺术盛宴。
神韵演出中的服装色彩绚丽，让本地的服装设计师们大开眼界。
I loved it. I mean, as a designer, I can see how much work gets to the show. I love that when the dresses changes different views and stuff. That's fantastic. It's beautiful. I love it.
彼得是高级时装店的店主，对于舞台走台很有经验。他认为演员们在那么短的时间内变换服饰，犹如精彩的服装秀。
I love the part where the changes of the look of the office.Came about and the way they jump in and go out. It's fantastic.
湾区著名的时装秀制作人也慕名前来观赏。
I think it suits well. I mean, the definition of bringing the history from, you know, from the ancient times to the present times, I think, you know, it really well represented in terms of the costumes. Color wise, it really is. It shows.
It was, the colors were just so fantastic. That's what I paid attention to the most, is the colors and the designs.
有17年舞蹈经验的舞蹈家提亚除了欣赏舞蹈技巧，也特别留意神韵的服饰与舞蹈的配合。
The use of costumes along with the dance was something very unique to this, Chinese dance that we've seen. Usually in other dance performances we've seen, costumes are just, you know, an addition. They're not necessarily part of the dance, but here we felt like they were very much part of the dance.
米克斯太太则对演员们全神融入主题的演出印象深刻。
I really enjoyed watching the female dancers because they had a lot of grace and tranquility, and I really believed they were flowers or fairies or birds or whatever they were playing. And I thought all the monks and the warriors had a lot of pump and a lot of strength, so I enjoyed all of it.
新台记者张亮、安琪，加州圣荷西采访报道。
一月五日晚。美国神韵巡回艺术团在加州圣荷西的第三场演出拉开序幕。正当满场观众跟随神韵神游五千年中华古文明历史之际，在另一个古老的剧院圣荷西加州剧院内，数百名民众也为神韵的古典舞介绍片获奖而欢呼。请看当地的报道。
由神韵艺术团制作的28分钟中国古典舞的介绍片获得了圣荷西市最大的电影电视制作奖 Creative Award。
Creative Award 它是可以称作为是 San Jose 的 Hollywood， 它就称之为 Valleywood， 它是在南湾这边的最大的这样一个这个电视和电影制作方面的这样一个 Award。
为介绍片申请奖项的鲍尔先生表示，很希望这里的市民都有机会欣赏中国古典舞。
I mean, my hope was that people could come see Shen Yun performance because it's such a beautiful show that shows classical Chinese dance.
当天适逢美国神韵巡回艺术团在当地的演出盛况空前，每场都爆满，可谓双喜临门。
今天晚上获得这个奖是非常的有意义啊，非常的及时，因为呢，今天晚上神韵艺术团正在San Jose Center for the Performing Arts 正在演出。
Creative Award 是奖励当地最优秀的影视制作的年度盛事，颁奖的加州剧院历史悠久，去年苹果公司也选择在这里发布最新产品，引起全球瞩目。新唐人记者张亮、安琪，加州圣荷西的采访报道。
从南加州的圣地亚哥到中部的沙加缅度，再到北加州的圣荷西，美国神韵巡回艺术团像一股旋风，把中华文化热传遍整个加州。星期五晚上在硅谷的首场演出，座位供不应求，院方不得不临时增加座位以满足观众的需求。
观众朋友，在我身后的是加州硅谷著名的高科技重镇圣荷西市的表演艺术中心。美国神韵巡回艺术团在这里展开了3天4场的演出，在这里掀起了一股神韵的热潮，首场爆满。
It's wonderful. They're like flying blossoms. It's so beautiful, and the male dancers are so athletic. It's better than the Olympics. It's beautiful.
米克斯先生现在在著名的斯坦福大学工作。他在读博士时攻读的是中国历史，对中国文化尤为着迷。
Well, I thought it was interesting to show the Tang Dynasty after the An Lushan Rebellion. So when he's fleeing to the mountains and after he's killed his concubine, and he's and the Buddhists come to help him. I thought that was an interesting thing to show to a modern audience, because I'm sure that most modern audiences don't realize. I mean, the Tang Dynasty itself is a very interesting case to show to people who don't know about China.
作为画家的妻子，米克斯太太很喜欢神圣的内涵。
Really, really beautiful. So I think it had a lot of energy. It was very informative, and it also had a call to the divine, which I thought was very, you know, I just thought it was very progressive.
I loved it. I like the way the integration of the instruments, the Western and the Eastern instruments. It's wonderful.
艾莉森在大学里教笛子，除了喜欢东西方融汇的现场伴奏，对于神韵的天幕背景也大加赞赏。
Merging of the visual of the movie with the dancers, that's so incredible. It's so fun, imaginative.
观众们对于演员们高难度的舞蹈技巧惊叹不已。
Yeah, I mean, that was unbelievable how they throw them up and dance and flip and catch them again. I don't know how they did it.
I don't know how they make some of the moves they do, but anyway, it makes a beautiful presentation.
And it was something that was very fluid, you know, something you usually don't see, you know, and it's too bad that they can't see it in China.
礼拜六，圣荷西将有两场演出。新台记者张亮、安琪，加州圣荷西的采访报道。
美国加州西谷很多华人社团一直致力于推广中华文化，并开办了众多的中文学校，希望让华人后代延续自己的传统。神韵巡回艺术团的演出让他们看到了真正的希望。请看一下报道。
西谷台湾同乡联谊会会长柯慧峰在看完神韵巡回艺术团的演出后，为神韵的气势所倾倒。
神韵的表演呢，是一个最好最好的一个机会哈，让我们的这个华人在海外的后代有一个机会认知到说你是一个很伟大的一个民族。
柯慧峰对于男演员所展现的阳刚和女演员的温婉印象深刻。
经由这么一个雄伟哈壮盛的一个表演哈，那我们看到的就是说男生的这个舞者哈，他们都表演出他们的奋斗哈，他们的刻苦，他们的雄壮哈，那刚毅这些呢，都是我们中华男儿的应有的气魄。那女生呢，都表现出了他们的温柔婉约，表现出了他们的温文儒雅。
他认为这是最好的传播中华文化的方式，应该大力推广。
在这边推广中华文化哈，利用这么好的一个专业的一个舞团哈，来享受一个五千年的文化，真的是一个机不可失的事情。
新唐人记者张亮、安琪，加州圣荷西采访报道。
美国神韵巡回艺术团1月6日在美国高科技中心硅谷上演了在北加州的最后一场演出，场内座无虚席，精彩的演出再度征服了现场观众。一位有着28年芭蕾舞表演和编舞经验的资深舞蹈家表示，神韵一生至少看一次。
Spectacular, spectacular. Something you need to come and see at least once in your life. At least once in your life.
有着28年芭蕾舞表演和编舞的经验 ，Maria 女士可谓见多识广，但她依旧惊艳于神韵舞蹈的舞台效果。
As a dancer myself, the technique, the music, you could just feel it. It's just beautiful. Of course, the ladies are more beautiful, and they're more delicate, but the men are, they're very, very wonderful.
当被问到最喜爱的节目时，她说
：“I like them all.I like them all. I mean, this also tells me a lot about what's going on in China. I understand.”But I just love it, and I would definitely come back and see it.
新台记者张亮、安琪，加州圣荷西的采访报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在美国加州硅谷首都圣荷西的最后一场演出一票难求，硅谷主流社会各界人士再次为神韵艺术家们精彩的演出所折服。有观众表示，神韵是真正的艺术。
神韵艺术家们以精彩的演出再度征服了硅谷各族裔观众，有观众盛赞神韵是真正的艺术。
I think it was just art. I mean, it wasn't a show. I think it was a live art. I am very impressed. It wasn't only just a show. It showed the history, the culture, people.
I think it would be truly enlightening to the beauty in the dance of the Chinese culture. I think it's extremely detailed.
Absolutely fantastic. It is marvelous. I think everybody should have the opportunity to see this. And especially, I had never seen the traditional classical type of dancing in China, but this is marvelous.
And this is just the most elegant, graceful escape to another time. And it's so interesting, their movements tell the story so easily with no words.
And I was thinking that some of our gymnasts should come and watch some of the movement, because especially the arm movements, the rhythm.
有观众表示，神韵独唱表演中的歌词引人深思。
I appreciated the words when they were doing the solos. The words that were coming were very moving. I thought was, see, I'm a retired Lutheran minister, and I really appreciated that. And in fact, it has made me want to read a little bit more about Buddha.
新唐人记者张亮、安琪在圣荷西表演艺术中心的采访报道。
神韵巡回艺术团在美国高科技重镇西谷之都圣荷西的精彩演出连日来场场爆满，有观众表示神韵让他们领略到中华文化的多元性，他们已经开始期待明年神韵的到来。
神韵演出通过展现中国多民族色彩斑斓多姿多彩的舞蹈，让许多西方观众第一次领略到中华文化的多元性。
I have never seen anything quite like this. It's a great extravaganza. I recommend that anybody come and see it. The dancing is wonderful, and showing all the history of China and the different dancers performing for the different parts of the country. It's very beautiful. All of this shows a lot of cultural restraint, yet boldness.
I was always under the impression that if you're Chinese, your culture is all the same. And I really was educated. And I thought that was the biggest surprise for me.
It's very creative. It's very Chinese, very different from Western type of entertainment. It's very beautiful. It is classical Chinese. So I really enjoy that.
I think it's fabulous. It's very, very talented people. Just very remarkable skills.It's very good exposure to Chinese culture.
观众们表示，由于神韵每年都会奉献一套全新的节目，他们已经在期待明年神韵的到来。
They said that every show, every year is something different. I look forward to see it in the future years because the history, the culture, the music, the performances, the martial arts, even the use technology, that impressed me too.
Definitely, I'd like to see it another year because you say each year is a little different. I think this can bring back some of the culture that's lost.
新唐人记者张亮、安琪在加州圣荷西的采访报道。